the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We're going to have Pastor Lindsey Williams on for a full 90 minutes, starting at 9:30 this evening. So in about a half an hour, we're going to have Lindsey Williams on, and we're going to be taking calls for Mr. Williams. So if you want to stay on the line, that's great. It's 866-582-9933. Please call in for questions on Lindsey. If you don't know who Lindsey is, he is the man, the myth, the legend that actually predicted that oil was going to drop well below $50 a barrel on the Alex Jones program while I was hosting. And I was like, Lindsey, I don't think so. The man knew what he was talking about. It happened. And, you know, he's also one of the first people that I really started to listen to about the peak oil phenomenon being a total and complete hoax and another mode of control. And he's just got some great information. So we look forward to having him on the Info Warrior. First half hour, we're going to do a little bit of a news blitz. And I know this is going to really piss some leftists off, but I gotta say it. You know, I've never been a big fan of Hugo Chavez. There have been people that have been guests on Alex's program that say, oh, Chavez is the real deal. He's fighting these guys. He's trying to help his country. Well, if that's the case, then why is he referencing, you guessed it, the New World Order? You know, if all these guys are the greatest guys ever, why is it that they always use the same terminology about globalism? Why can't we call it something different at least? You know, I should stop saying these things because then they are going to do something different. It's just like Glenn Beck no longer going to San Antonio on April 15th because he fears the Burmese, folks. You know, he can sit there and act like he doesn't know who Alex Jones is or who I am or what we do other than we're crackpot conspiracy theorists. But he ain't showing up there apparently. But I'll be there either way. You know, I'm going either way. You hear that, Glenn? So don't try to pull one of your little tricks where you say you're not going and you show up and you get lavished. You're not going to be lavished at this thing. I promise you that. I'm still going to be handing out copies of Loose Change. I'm going to still be interviewing people. I'm still going to be handing out civilian inmate labor program documents, the real documents, not the false satellite photos that he puts on his website and goes, debunked, Mr. Meggs, debunked. So getting back to Chavez. Hugo Chavez declares New World Order. And this is an excerpt out of one of his speeches, apparently, in China. Oh, isn't that lovely? The Chinese and Hugo Chavez together again for the very first time in a New World Order. We are creating a new world, a balanced world, a new world order, a multipolar world. This is one of the first things that Chavez declared after arriving in China. The unipolar world has collapsed. The power of the U.S. empire has collapsed. We've always said this was going to happen. We've always said that they wanted to gut this country to bring in globalism. And now I'm not getting the question whether or not the New World Order is real. Now I'm a crackpot because I'm not pro-New World Order. Someone's asking me today, well, what's wrong with global government? What's wrong with the New World Order? Let me think. So I want a new global order brought in by people who are admitted eugenicists, who want to poison the population, kill 80% of us, chip the rest of us, enslave us. Oh yeah, that's right. And then they're into the occult, Luciferianism, and raping children. Gee, I wonder why I'm against the New World Order. Weird. We'll be back on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. And of course, we have Lindsey Williams at 9:30. So get ready, folks, and strap in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. You might not be able to spell Constitution, but you sure know how important it is. You might not be missing any shirts from your closet, but you have given the shirt off your back hundreds of times. You might not understand the thousands of laws that exist, but you do live by the Ten Commandments. You might not know who the bad guys are or what you should be complaining about, but you do know what to be thankful for. You might not be looking for a government handout, but you do know how to lend a helping hand. eFoodsDirect.com. There might be a lot that you don't know, but you do know that you want to take care of your family. eFoodsDirect.com. You might not be able to own a farm, but you can have the food that came from one. eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're thankful for the chance to lend a hand with food for you and your family. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com, or call 800-409-5633.
Globalists tooth and nail because they want us to suffer under this quote-unquote new world order. Let me show you the cover of Time magazine, everybody watching over at prisonplan.tv right now. The end of excess. Why this crisis is good for America. Hey, guess what? It's not good for America, you retards. All right? I'm not going to go along with it because it's on the cover of some stupid magazine. I'm not going to go along with it because South Park tells me that we're in this financial crisis because too many people bought margarita makers. Yeah, we I got Jaron in my ear telling me that politically correct nonsense because I want to ban the word retard. No, you're retarded if you believe that what's going on right now is good for the country. I'm sorry. You may not be classified as a retard, but your brain is physically retarded, all right? If you believe that we should have less in this country, you're going to get it. Don't worry. The power grid is going to be completely different. You're going to be enslaved under a carbon tax, on your knees, begging the New World Order to use a hot plate, for Christ's sakes. I mean, come on, man. You really believe this crap? I mean, I'm fired up. To have people now saying, okay, the New World Order is here. Well, what's wrong with globalism? We should have a one-world community. Well, if it was a one-world community where we're all singing and dancing and having a good old time and, you know, everybody had a nice place to live and everybody had a good job and we were getting along, I'd love it. That's not what these people want. Don't you understand that? It's evident. It's not just the ends justifies the means. When the means is killing billions of people, poisoning billions of people, waging psychological warfare against billions of people, guess what? The end product isn't going to be some happy wonderland where leprechauns are dancing in rainbow fairy tales with unicorns, my friends. That's not what this is about. This is about a total nightmarish control grid. I promise you that. With a chip in your arm and no smile on your face. In fact, if you smile, who knows? It might be outlawed. I don't even know what these guys are thinking with their biometrics. All I know is they're putting it out there that they want
a biometric thumbprint of everybody, and we want a biometric face scan, and we want to put in hardware into malls and other places where we're vulnerable, such as airports, to see how people are reacting and whether they're feeling guilty, because these guys might be terrorists. And then we get this 215-page document out of nowhere, Virginia Terrorism Threat Assessment, out of this fusion center, where they equate people who are anti-RNC, in other words, protesters, activists, people like you and me, over at the Republican National Convention using Twitter as a terrorist tool. Twitter is the new terrorist tool. Are you kidding me? Twitter wasn't even around a year ago, I don't think. I know that I haven't been hip to it, but 3 months ago, maybe. And I really don't care for it, by the way. It's kind of lame, folks. I know, oh, it goes right to my cell phone. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Folks, you can't even post a video on Twitter. It's like a one-liner and a link. I don't know how it got so big. I don't get it. But people are into it, and even... It's here, and it's not a tool of terrorists. I promise you that. MySpace is not a tool of terrorists. YouTube is not a tool of terrorists. I like how they throw IslamTube in there. Like anyone in the United States has been to IslamTube. It's one of the hot new sites. All the kids are using it. Give me a break! You're using IslamTube there, Paul? Oh, Jaron's using it. There he is. That's right. You like to wear that little headgear sometimes, so that makes sense. Oh, my God. And, of course, Google Video, which has really, it's gone backwards. Google Video has been in beta since 2005. Now, for four years, it has been in a beta form. And we used to have things that were helpful, like the top 100. Oh, the top 100 sounds nice. I get to see, you know, it used to have a view counter on it. That's right. I used to be able to tell how many people watched my videos. Everybody used to see that. Oh, but then they took that away. Then they took away the top 100. They made it 10. Da, da, da. Then they made it hot videos. And then they just took all of that away altogether. Why did they do that? Because they knew. They knew that people like myself, people like Alex Jones, were having a huge effect with the videos that we put on there in full for free. You know, and that's why I really can't stand all these attackers. I get this all the time on my, you know, on my Facebook or my MySpace. And they say things like, oh, you guys are just profiteers. Oh, you got an agenda. You want money. Folks, I'm driving a 98. I don't even have power locks on my car. Do you understand? I can't even hit a button and lock my doors. I've got to turn the key. That's the reality of my life. All right? I'm not lavished in gold and diamonds. I'm barely able to pay my bills and maybe go back to New York to see my friends and family, you know, once every couple of months. You know, God forbid I make a living at what I, you know, feel like I need to do now, because no one out there is stepping up to the plate. They're all entrenched in this false left-right paradigm. You know, I had to watch Mark Maron ravage Alex last night. I wanted to play the clips, but he curses like a sailor. And, I mean, he said some revolting things. He did say that, you know, Jones was badly parented. These people are coming out from bad parents. I've met Jones's father. He's one of the finest human beings I've ever spent time with. Intelligent man, soft-spoken, believe it or not, well-spoken, kind-hearted. So let me get this straight. The soft-spoken intelligence doctor must have been a bad parent. I mean, and then this guy also said, Mark Maron, he was for the re-education camps. He ravaged Michelle Bachmann, our ally in the Congress, who's trying to stop the global currency from becoming the world reserve currency. Trying to stop the Give Act, really being a defender of freedom. And she's a nutball. And then he starts going, I love the re-education camps. Let's put all the kids there. The kids need to go. Oh, and then he makes it out like they're going to learn multiplication tables in these re-education camps. These are his words. Look, no one is against. No one's against kids learning. No one's against curriculum like math and science. And we like those sorts of things. That's what school is there for. However, what I don't like is when a kid in high school can't wear a 9/11 truth shirt without a big fuss. I don't like when they say, no, you can't wear that. I don't like when they're trying to jack more students. The end of excess? You bet it's the end of excess, because they're going to charge you for everything. I got this small story. I don't know where I put it. My little stacker right here. Okay, it's out of Stanford. Now they're just going to start charging kids for health care. It's just, we're just going to put in a mandatory fee. I mean, it's only 167 per quarter, which I guess isn't the worst. But why is it there? You're paying so much to go to college in the first place. Even if you're in a state school, you're paying a bundle. You should be able to go and get the one thing. They give you amoxicillin for everything anyway. No matter, amoxicillin. That's what they give you. They don't give you much else. But kids should still be able to go to the health center and say, hey, something's wrong. I am paying you thousands of dollars to go here and thousands of dollars to live on your campus. You know, most of my friends are still way, way in debt. I mean, I still have some college loans too, but thank God I grew up poor and most of my stuff was grants. And I had a lot of financial aid. I mean, I don't know that much. I can't imagine those nightmarish bills every month, especially in this economy when we're at an admitted, I believe it's 12% unemployment rate. That might just be out of Detroit. I don't want to say that's the overall country. I saw something. I was whittling through the news today. But apparently in Detroit, they're also going to shut down 23 schools. You hear about this, guys? They're just going to shut them down. You know, I guess kids in Michigan don't need to learn. So I guess the re-education camps will be great. Mark Maron is right, I guess. Yeah, re-education camps. Look, no one's against institutions to educate people. No one is against that. But when they're institutions to indoctrinate you to love the leader, Obama, to be part of, you know, this, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can get out of the war. No, we didn't. Yes, we can lower taxes. No, we didn't. I mean, what else? What else was it? Were his lame promises to this country that are just not there? Yes, we can take back America. Well, it doesn't look like we've taken back much. We can improve the economy. Obama! Obama! In fact, that's one of my favorite scenes in the movie, right in the very beginning. When that woman, she's so elated. She's like a 55-year-old white woman. She's like, Obama! Obama! Not a real thought in her head. Nothing. Everything's been programmed by the psychological warfare they're waging on the populace with their Pepsi logos and their covers like this. I mean, can you tell the difference, PrisonPlanet.tv viewers? Here, I'll do it real quick. Whoa! Which one's Obama? Which one's time? They look very, very similar. They're presented very, very similar. And both of them are total and complete propaganda. One is worse than the other, obviously. I mean, when you have an Obama magazine paid for by the administration with the We Are One message on the back. We're all one. One world. That's what they were pumping in that crappy Olympics this year. With an Asian kid and an Australian kid hugging.
Ah, one world together.
I wish we could pull that up. I'm sure we could find that on the YouTube. No, we can't? Oh, okay. Thanks, Jaron. I'm not even going to try. Okay.
One world.
And that's, listen, if globalism was going to help, if we were really going to feed the planet, if we were really going to clothe the world, if we were really going to industrialize places so they could manufacture goods and live in peace and harmony, I'd be all about it. But why isn't that happening? Why? Because they think we're useless feeders. They want to dominate us. That's why. Folks, I mean, it's off the cuff. It is out of control. And I'm just taken aback by it. So now the New World Order's real, according to some of my friends when I'm talking to about it. But it's not a bad thing. It's going to be great. It's a gravy train with biscuit wheels, apparently, folks. I'm not down. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. One more segment, and then we're going to have Lindsay Williams on. PrisonPlan.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
And I can't help but wonder, no, will he pick right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, William McBride, it all again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the fife lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down?
That ain't how I'm going out. I'm not going out as some punk-ass pawn of some New World Order agenda with some drum beat and some flag thrown on my coffin, because it's all Johnny nonsense. It's all bull. They try to get you all riled up in nationalism, in jingoism, in ethnocentrism. That's what they want. They want you to be juiced up and out of your mind when you're shooting other people in the face. Well, that's not going to happen for me. If I go out like that, I'm going after the true enemy, the people that are coming for my freedoms. And that's a last resort. Folks, you don't think this is about globalism? Well, one of the issues we really cover over here is how Obama is also on the amnesty agenda. Remember, he said, oh, we're not going to go with that North American Union. I'm concerned about these SPP agreements. Yet he's all about the amnesty, kids. All about the amnesty. Let's just let them all in. In fact, Jaron, can we play that clip? Can we hit it up? Mr. Lou Dobbs telling it like it is one more time. Little audio?
U.S. immigration law and its enforcement in this country. Now the administration is being asked to suspend all immigration raids while census workers count population next year. As Casey Wine reports, that request could politicize the 2010 census.
Preparations for the 2010 census are underway, with workers walking neighborhoods trying to identify every U.S. dwelling. The constitutional mandate to count each person legally or illegally living in the United States. During the Los Angeles rally, city leaders assured residents their information would be safe from immigration authorities and police. The Census Bureau promises confidentiality.
Not even the President of the U.S. can obtain any information that's collected for the U.S. Census Bureau.
Still, Missouri Democrat William Lacey Clay, who heads the House subcommittee overseeing the census, said last week he favors halting immigration raids during next year's count to, quote, tamp down any fears the immigrant population might have on certain raids, whether they're here legally or not. California's Daryl Issa, the subcommittee's ranking Republican, counters, quote, we're not talking about one day of not doing raids. We're talking about a period of time. Is that a week, a month, or a whole year? We cannot suspend law enforcement. The Census Bureau itself has asked for exactly that in the past. Former President Clinton halted raids in 2000. Former President Bush was asked 2 years ago to do the same for the 2010 census. He refused. Now the Census Bureau has released this video featuring groups advocating amnesty for illegal aliens to encourage participation.
It's so important that we get our fair share of the money for programs coming from the federal government.
The Census Bureau estimated that 3 million people were not counted in 2000. At stake, billions of dollars in federal funds and distribution of congressional seats.
Perhaps it's no surprise then that both Republicans and Democrats appear to be politicizing a process that's seemingly as straightforward as counting people. Casey Wyant, CNN.
Well, there you have it. And they're trying to use the census as an excuse. That's ridiculous on its face. I mean, we've had some callers call into this program not wanting to give the Census Bureau their information, and I understand why. I mean, again, this is the indoctrination as a child. I mean, when I was a kid and we're learning about the census, it's the greatest thing, and oh man, without the census we wouldn't know anything, and they're good people and they're just trying to help, and with the information from the census, everything's gonna get better. Everything's gonna be just so hunky-dory, I can't get enough of it. Yet, they're using it as an excuse to leave the borders open and stop law enforcement from raiding illegal aliens. Look, I don't have anything against these people. I understand their plight. They can make more money here. If it's better here, I understand why they come over. But at the same time, it guts our economy further and further and further, especially because we don't produce anything. What kind of jobs are we giving these people? We're giving them jobs as, you know, street sweeps and in a restaurant and dishwashers. That's people say, oh, those are jobs nobody wants. Well, how about teenagers that don't have jobs? I remember when I was a kid, all I wanted at 16 was some way to make some money. You know, what about the young people out there? What about the people that can't find another job? I'm sure they would take that job right now as they're losing their house. We got Lindsay Williams coming up on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Folks, we are back. The Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, and now I am glad to announce, very happy to announce, in fact, that we have Pastor Lindsay Williams joining us for 90 minutes. We're going to be taking phone calls about 45 minutes in. It's 866-582-9933. How are you this evening?
Jason, thank you for allowing me the privilege of being on your show tonight for the very first time at a time when tax receipts for the federal and state government are down by $54 billion within the past month, and the Federal Reserve had to step in and buy treasury bills at the tune of $23.5 billion in 1 week. So I want to tell your audience tonight everything that the elite have planned for the world for the next year to a year and a half, but the amazing part is how I happen to know all of these things.
Well, why don't you give people a little background that may not be familiar with you? I mean, you came on the Alex Jones Show over the summer while I was subbing in and hosting, and you know, you were telling me that oil was going to go down below $50 a barrel, and I couldn't believe it. I was challenging you on it left and right, but sure enough, you were dead on, spot on, and your information, I mean, like I told the listeners earlier, you were the first person to make me question peak oil, which is a total and complete scam. And, I mean, you have just been spot on in your analysis time and time again over the years, Lindsay. So give people a little background, and then let's get into what they have planned for us.
Well, Jason, everybody thought I was crazy when I said it was going down to $50 a barrel. I'm going to have to admit to you, I did too. I thought I was also. So let me give a brief background, you're right, so the people will understand. Many years ago, I went to Alaska as an aviation missionary. That's right. And just after arriving there, they announced that the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline was going to be built and that 25,000 pipeliners would converge on the state of Alaska to build it. Well, I went to the 9 major oil companies that were going to build that pipeline, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the pipeline? They said, well, we don't know what to do with you. Well, they finally allowed me on the pipeline, and they said, we'd like to give you executive status, make life a little easier for you up here. And they said, we would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor. I have not the slightest idea, Jason, that for 3 years' time I was going to live with the elite of the world. I mean, the people you hear about in the World Bank, the IMF, the top oil company officials of the world, not in my church, but on their pipeline. And for 3 years' time, I had an opportunity to analyze these people across the dinner table, live in the dorms with them at Prudhoe Bay when they would come there. Well, that was many years ago. I wrote my book, Energy Non-Crisis, and a number of other books. And I have known for the past 35 years that there was a line out there. And if I ever stepped over it, they would call my hand. Well, they have twice in the past 35 years. But the last time was about 8 months ago. I had a phone call one day, and the gentleman on the other end of the line, I knew him well. I had not seen him for 25 years. I spent days and weeks with him at Prudhoe Bay. I know he knows everything that goes on behind closed doors. He knows who the elite are because he was one of them himself. He's 82 years of age now, but once you become a part of the elite, you never get away from it. And when I heard his voice on the other end of the line, he said to me, he said, Chaplain, you've gone too far. You've said too much. He said, you've got to quit. He said, if you don't, we're going to do this and this. Well, I remembered back that John F. Kennedy bucked these people and wouldn't do what they said. And little Lindsay Williams sure was not going to try it if John F. Kennedy couldn't get by with it. So I said, what do you want me to do? He said, close down your website, pull your DVD off the market. He said, you've said too much. You're going to have to revise it before you can go back up there. Well, that's neither here nor there to the listening audience, but this is where your listening audience comes in tonight, because after this gentleman and I had agreed to agree, I said, by the way, how you been doing since I saw you 25 years ago? How's your family, your wife? Where have you been living? He became very friendly. I was amazed. Mm-hmm. And over the next 45 minutes' time, this gentleman must have wanted to brag that day, because over the next 45 minutes, he told me everything that the elite of the world plan to do for the next year to a year and a half. Now, folks, please, I beg of you, I plead with you to believe me. Everything you hear Jason Burma say on his program is true. Everything you hear Alex Jones say on his program is true. There positively is a group of elite people on the face of the earth who control the world. I know. I lived with them for 3 years. I had an opportunity to analyze them on their own soil. They're doing everything that you're seeing done today. And when this gentleman told me, the first thing he said was, he said, Chaplain Williams, the price of crude oil is coming down to $50 a barrel. At that time, it was $147 a barrel. The first thing that came to my mind was, what's this going to do to the world? I shuddered to think of the catastrophic events that would take place as a result of this. But I knew that if I went over radio programs and said this, everybody would think I was crazy. It couldn't happen. Everyone was predicting it was going to $200 a barrel, and instead of being $1.50 a gallon at the gas pump, it was going to go up to $7 and $8, was what everybody was saying. I remember that first radio show I did, Jason, and I said, the price of crude oil is going to $50 a barrel. They laughed at me. They said, you're crazy. I thought I was crazy, too, except I knew that the person who had told me knows everything that goes on behind the closed doors of the elite who control every bit of this. And then I stated, the price of gasoline is going down to $1.50 a gallon. I said, most people are going to say, hallelujah, this is the most wonderful thing since sliced bread. I said, you can't possibly imagine, but that this is going to be one of the greatest catastrophes that ever hit the United States of America. And he went on to explain to me what they were going to do to OPEC. I said, why are you doing this? Now, understand, I was talking with one of them, an individual who called me because he was angry at things I was saying. And then he began to tell me all of this. I asked him these questions. I said, why are you taking this to $50 a barrel? And the next thing he said was more bizarre than the first. He said, we. They do. Believe me, they have the power to do this. He said, we are going to bankrupt OPEC. Now, OPEC is more than just the Arabs. Mm-hmm. OPEC includes Venezuela, Nigeria, Mexico, many other oil-producing countries of the world. He said, we're going to bankrupt. I remember the first show I was on and said this. Well, I guess it was the second show I was on and said that. A gentleman actually called in and laughed at me who was in the stock market in New York. And he said, you're crazy. He said, you can't bankrupt the most, the wealthiest people on the face of the earth. Well, if anyone read the Dow Jones Newswires just the other day in their article, you'll realize that Saudi Arabia is on the verge of some financial problems that are almost unbelievable. Then I began to analyze this, and I listened to what the OPEC oil ministers, when they finished their meeting just a few days ago, and their financial ministers came out and said that OPEC has lost $2.5 trillion in 4 months' time because of the price of crude oil going from $147 to $50 a barrel. They've lost three quarters of their income. Now, Jason, I don't know how much you want me to say tonight, but I know everything that the elite plan to do for the next year to a year and a half.
Well, let's focus on Saudi Arabia for a moment, because this was another point that you have been spot on about. They're already talking about how they're having these financial hard financial times, but now they're saying UN climate talks threaten our survival. Saudi Arabia, basically with this new carbon credit program and this carbon tax program that they're trying to bring in globally, Saudi Arabia basically says they're not going to be able to survive this, and it truly will gut their country.
Yes, but when I first said this, it was an impossibility. I mean, I even thought I was crazy. I mean, here is a wacko out here trying to say this, and the only reason I dared to say it was because of one of them told me, but let me read it to you out of the Dow Jones Newswires. Here it is, quote, Saudi Arabia, 90% of whose exports stem from oil, has sought to maintain the price of oil at $80 per barrel. They said that the kingdom has been obligated for more than $400 billion in defense, energy, security, and infrastructure projects, and it goes on to say, and I'll put it in my words, that when it goes below $80 per barrel, that because Saudi Arabia believed the elite who told them that it was going to stay to 100 to or above dollars per barrel, that they went and obligated themselves through the IMF, International Monetary Fund, for humongous amounts of money for defense, energy, security, infrastructure projects. Now they can't pay it back. It's gone below $80 a barrel, and they said that's that breaking even point. And when I said that this man had told me that they were going to bankrupt the Arabs, and then I asked him, I said, well, what about Iran? Oh, my goodness. I was amazed. I don't know whether you'd heard this before or not, Jason, but this gentleman said to me, he said, we don't want war with Iran. I said, what do you mean? He said, we're going to bankrupt them. And then I had been saying that we probably would go to war with Iran. It was, a lot of other people were saying the same thing. He said, no, we don't want it. In a dire emergency, we will, but he said, we don't want that. We want to bankrupt them. Every bit of this is being done by the elite. It is not a conspiracy. Folks out there in the listening audience, please, this is not a conspiracy. This is an agenda. They know exactly what they're doing. They had it planned years in advance. This gentleman told me 8 months before it happened that it was going to take place, and the elite are doing every bit of this along with what's happening to the financial situation of America and banking, which we'll get into in the course of the program tonight, Jason.
Yes, and, you know, you just discussed Iran, and, you know, it's been kind of quietly reported that Iran has actually agreed to help us in this quote-unquote war on terror. So before we get into the finances, what do you see as their end game in Eurasia? I mean, obviously, we still have troops in Afghanistan. We still have troops in Iraq. They don't seem to be going anywhere. But now that we're really gutting the economy of our supposed greatest ally there, Saudi Arabia, we have people moving out in droves in Dubai who thought that this was going to be the new super center for the elites, and they thought they could get in on the ground level. Meanwhile, in that place, if you have debt and you can't pay that debt, they'll come after you criminally, and you'll literally do time in prison. It's not like here in the United States where you basically just have to get, you know, pay them back or liens on what you own. I mean, you go to prison there. What will happen to Eurasia within the next couple of years?
Oh, every bit of this is for the purpose of what I have said for the past 35 years, since I lived with the elite for 3 years. And I've said over all of these years, the name of the game is control. It is a diabolical, wicked control factor. These people, some of the people that I rub shoulders with at Prudhoe Bay, they were so wealthy, they could have written a $1 million check every day for the rest of their life and never spent their fortune. It's not all about money. It's about the control of humanity and nations and people and Congress and the Arabs. And he said to me, he said, Chaplain, we are going to bankrupt OPEC. And I said, well, how are you going to keep the price of crude oil down? He said, we're going to do it by opening up two other oil fields in the world if necessary. He said, we'll keep the price down to around $50. I was amazed, Jason, when they went to $33. He never told me that. Mm-hmm. But he said we're going to keep it about $50 a barrel. It may fluctuate a little bit either side, and it'll stay that way. By the way, this is a prediction. It will stay that way for the next year to a year and a half. He said it would, and it's going to stay around $50 a barrel. He said we will bankrupt OPEC, the present oil-producing countries of the world. We're going to bring on two new oil fields in the world if the price starts to go up again. We'll bring these oil fields on in order to so flood the world with cheap oil that we can keep it around $50 a barrel. You want to know where those two fields are? I'm still shuddered to think of what he said. He said a field north of Russia, and he said in Indonesia. North of Russia. Oh, mm-hmm. Immediately my mind started going so fast. I said, what do you mean north of Russia? First of all, they're going to bankrupt Russia, just like the other oil-producing countries of the world. After all, they've devalued their currency 9 times. They've had to close their stock market numerous times. Russia is in big problems. People ask me whenever I mention this, they say, do you mean that the elite of the world literally control Russia? Yes, they do. They right now have them under their thumb, and they'll keep them there until they've gotten them so submissive. Until then, they will make them again by bringing on this huge oil field in the northern part of Russia, flood the world with this crude oil, and in turn are going to bring about the making of Russia again. We are going to have them as the great Iron Curtain again. They are going to be one of our greatest problems in future days. And we went on to say all these things. The elite have it planned. And in Indonesia, they basically will break one society and make another. And this is what they've done all down through the years. They did it after World War One, after World War Two, dividing up the world, and they're doing it again. They are destroying one culture in order to build two more cultures.
This is just riveting stuff, Lindsay. So what you're telling me basically is that Russia will again be the great enemy of the United States, the other superpower?
That's what I gathered from what this gentleman had to say. But what they're going to do with America, Jason, it's so startling on and how they're going to do it. And I've been sitting, you know, after this gentleman told me what he did, I was so appalled until I was scared to death. I later called him back and asked him, I said, sir, of all the things that you told me, can I say that Lindsay Williams believes these things are going to happen? And he said, well, sure, why not? After all, it's going to happen anyway. There's nothing anybody can do about it. I was so appalled at what this man had told me. For 6 weeks' time, I didn't do a single radio show. I didn't take a speaking engagement. I literally disappeared from the world. I was scared. And one day I called up a friend of mine, a very elderly, wonderful, godly gentleman, and I said, what do I do? I'm sitting here with the knowledge of everything that the elite plan to do in the world for the next year to year and a half. I can't sleep. I can't stand myself. What do I do? I've got to tell him. He said, well, did the gentleman give you his phone number? I said, yes. He said, call him and ask him if you can say those things. And then it's when he said, sure, why not? Doesn't matter. It's going to happen anyway. Well, I've begun doing it, and that's the reason I'm on your show tonight. I want to warn the American people what you have in store and the world for the next year to a year and a half.
Now, on the other side, we're going to start getting into what they have planned for the United States economy within the next 6 months to a year. But before that, why don't you let people know where they can get your information, Lindsay?
Well, I produce two different things. I'm so alarmed over all of this. And it depends on what you'd like to get. If you want to know everything, I mean, from 1960 through 2009, I have an 8-DVD CD set. If you only want to know what's happening right now today on Thursday the 9th, of April, I've got a 4-DVD CD set. The number is 800-321-2900. And by the way, my CDs and DVDs are not copywritten. I do that on purpose. I don't have time to be greedy. I plead with you to copy them and give them to your friends and neighbors everywhere you can. 800-321-2900.
And folks, that's how you can tell somebody is truly genuine, when they are willing to put their hard work out there into the public for free. He's saying, please get my videos, make copies, hold screenings, tell people this information.
I mean, is anybody out there? Are you listening? This is important stuff. We'll be back after this with Pastor Lindsey Williams. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Let's go to the heart of the matter. Life Change Tea has had some commercials that are not appealing to those who live in denial. Maybe we are to believe there are no parasites in the world and that having a clogged colon is good for you. That being overweight is absolutely healthy. That there are no unhealthy chemicals in the air. And last but not least, fluoride in your water is good for you. Not. Get the tea. Change your body and life from unhealthy to healthy. Order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea, the tea that changes how you feel.
Lindsey Williams with us this evening for a whole another hour. And we're going to take your calls coming up in the next hour. The call line is 866-582-9933 if you have a question for Pastor Lindsey Williams. Lindsey, what do they have in store for the U.S. economy in the next 6 to 12 months?
The OPEC oil-producing countries of the world have lost three-fourths of their income in 4 months' time. This includes Russia also, even though not a part of OPEC. As a result, how does it affect America? I'll answer your question. We have an approximately $12 trillion national debt that they admit to. We're going to chalk up another $2 trillion deficit this year, and that means about $14 trillion. Now, the debt doesn't matter. Believe me, Congress knows this. That's the reason they just keep chalking it up. It could go to $15 trillion. It could go to $20, $25, $50 trillion. Wouldn't matter. It's not the debt that matters. It's the interest on the debt that must be paid. Now, how does the United States of America pay the interest on its national debt? The Treasury of the United States issues what is called T-bills. They are the reserve currency of the world. They could be depended on when nothing else works. All the nations of the world have bought them as long as anyone has known. But they've held them. It's a rainy day currency. It's like you would go down to the bank and say, I may have a time in life that I have a problem. I want to have something to back up on. They could back up on treasury bills when all the other currencies in the world failed. So as a result, they bought T-bills. For the purchase of T-bills by others, apart from the Treasury of the United States of America, the Treasury issues them. This pays the interest on the national debt, and the world holds these as their backup reserve currency. Last week, the Federal Reserve stepped in. The Federal Reserve, who is not an agency of the federal government any more than Federal Express is, and they stepped in last week and for the first time in the history of the United States of America, bought $23.5 billion of T-bills in 1 week. They've never done this before. Why? Because the nations of the world are not buying our T-bills anymore. They're not showing up when the Treasury issues them. And without this, the interest on the national debt is not paid, and the dollar would collapse. They knew this. So rather than let the dollar collapse, the Federal Reserve stepped in and bought the T-bills, and there was three issues, I believe, last week. Most every week there's about that many. Now, what is going to happen then? As a result of this, when the nations of the world get the message that nobody's buying our T-bills, the oil-producing countries can't afford to buy them because they've lost three-quarters of their income in 4 months' time, and because of this, you will see, positively, you will see a collapse of the dollar. America will see, and so I ask this gentleman this question, and I'm going to quote him verbatim because it's so important. I asked him the question, I said, all right, this is going to happen. Then what is the result of this in the United States of America? You can depend on this within the next year to a year and a half. He said, quote, America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of it. And at that point, I asked him, I said, sir, are you talking about a 1929 depression-type situation? He said, Chaplain, don't you use those words. I mean, these people can be very abrupt when they want to. He said, don't you say that. He said, I did not use that word. Have you noticed they don't want to talk about a recession? They don't want to talk about a depression. They stay away from these words. And this man corrected me very quickly 8 months ago. He said, Chaplain, I said America will see a financial collapse that will be so great that it will take years to come out of. Basically, what you're saying is there is coming a time when you'll have to take a wheelbarrow load of dollar bills, paper, to the grocery store to buy a loaf of bread.
Just incredible. So we want to find out what more will happen. I mean, is this really going to happen? Are we going to be having dollars that are worth toilet paper? I mean, that's what Max Kaiser said last night on the program. We'll be back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line till you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Max Kaiser on last night for an hour, and what he told me, Lindsay, was that if the dollar does crash all the way, and he does believe that's going to happen, that they're going to replace it with another currency. Do you see that happening, or do you literally see a gutting of the dollar into the fact
that
people...
That's exactly what they said at the G20 meeting just the other day. Mm-hmm. And it's my opinion that instead of going to the Amero, now this is personal opinion, this gentleman did not say this that I talked with back a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's my personal opinion that they're going to bypass the Amero. Too many Americans are waking up, Jason, mm-hmm. because of programs like yours and Alex Jones. The Americans are waking up so fast, and that's one thing the elite can't stand. When I lived with these people, I learned that there was only one thing they're afraid of. They are scared to death of the masses waking up. And it's my opinion that they're going to bypass the Amero, maybe even the North American Union, and go directly into a world currency. And this is what they discussed at the G20 meeting the other day. Now, keep in mind, you can be encouraged over two or three things. If there's any encouragement in this, let me try to give you this one first before I give you the rest of it. Crude oil will stay $50 a barrel. It may go to 45. It may go up to 55. They're going to keep it around $50 a barrel. That means you're going to pay at the gas pump for the next year to a year and a half. Truckers, be encouraged by this. For the next year to a year and a half, you're going to be able to buy gasoline at the gas pump at $1.50 to $2 a gallon. Secondly, you are going to see some other things take place that you will like. This past Christmas, all prices, 50%, 75% off when you went to the stores. Enjoy it. Anything that you need that you can afford to pay for, buy it right now. Now, don't go and put it on a credit card and on credit, but if you can buy it and you need it, get it now, because 6 to 9 months from now, you are going to see hyperinflation in this country that is going to be so devastating that, okay, let me tell you why. Let's just look, for instance, the port of Los Angeles, where the largest port in the United States of America that brings in supplies from abroad. Their imports and exports are down 50% from one year ago. That means the products are being brought into America. Look at the Baltic Dry Index. It's down 91%. That means the people who do the manufacturing, purchasing of raw materials like steel and plastic and everything else imaginable, is down 91%. Now, this indicates what's going to happen 6 to 9 months to 1 year down the line, and this is what this gentleman indicated. He said, we're going to see an inflationary, hyperinflationary trend in America. They're going to be product, money-chasing products that don't exist, and yet the money is going to be worthless also. And as a result, you are going to see some of the most devastating effects because of this. And watch it now. Put it on your calendar. And if Jason allows me to appear back on his show again about 6 or 8 months from now, you're going to say, Lindsay Williams is a prophet. And I'm going to say, no, I'm not. And you say, well, you must be a palm reader then. I'm going to say, no, I'm not that either. I'm not a soothsayer. I'm just an everyday individual that by the providence of God had the privilege of living with these people, have kept up with a few of them for a while. I put on my britches every morning just like Jason does. And you see, just ordinary people, but I happen to know that the elite told me these things were going to take place. So put it on your calendar. 6, 9, maximum 1 year from now, you will see such hyperinflation in America, you wish you had bought everything that you could have bought now that you could have afforded. Also, listen to this one. America must attract 17% of the world's capital in any given day just to service our national debt.
Well, hold it right there, Lindsay. We'll get into that on the other side. And then I do want to discuss the G20 and the IMF. I mean, the IMF declared they were going to have this global super currency. And, of course, Gordon Brown said it was an emerging new world order. Pastor Lindsay Williams on the other side. It's the Info War, and we're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit gardeninacan.com today. That's gardeninacan.com. or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, 5 minutes of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed and delivered. Federal Express on your mother's doorstep. 21 guns, 5 minutes of pain. Letter from the government sealed and signed and delivered. Federal Express on your mother's doorstep.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior. Now, Lindsay, the IMF came out and said, look, we're going to print this global super currency. This was about 2 weeks before the G20. They have the G20. Gordon Brown gets up, starts talking about an emerging new world order. They talk about this new currency. It seems to be here in the backdrop. Like you said, you think they may skip the Amero. I mean, this is just unbelievable stuff that they're admitting right out in the open.
One of the first things I learned when I lived with the elite years ago was to listen to their buzzwords. Oh, my goodness, how important it is. New World Order, George Bush Sr., many years ago. 1,000 points of light. They tell you everything they're going to do. One of their latest buzzwords is too big to fail, AIG. We can't let them go under. Listen to the buzzwords that they're giving you, because that's exactly what they intend to do. And I believe, Jason, from what I'm seeing, now this gentleman did not tell me this. This is just what I'm seeing from the G20. I believe that they're going to bypass the North American Union idea. I think they're going to bypass the Amero. I think they're going directly into a new world order, world currency. It's to their advantage to do it, and they're being able to break America and put it in the condition that they want it in fast enough to be able to do it. And so, yes, I think you'll see that much faster than what we think for.
Well, why don't you finish up that last point that you were talking about over the break, and then we'll start taking some calls. We got loaded lines for Lindsay Williams. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, let's just look at what they're doing to America, for instance. Let me give you corporate profits. Corporate profits. Macy's are down 59%, the department store. Target, corporate profits are down 41%. J.C. Penney's corporate profits are down 41%. Office Depot lost $1.5 billion. And then you saw what happened to Circuit City. Now, as a result of that, oh, my goodness, and I must get into this quickly. Let me just try to cover this if I can.
Mm-hmm.
We are seeing a tax shortfall in America that is going to be so devastating within the next 60 days that you are going to be appalled. They came out with the report 2 days ago that the tax receipts for the federal and state government are down $54 billion in 1 month. Now, what do these taxes support? For instance, at the gas pump. Let's just, you can relate to this. Here we are, gasoline, $4 to $5 a gallon, depending on where you are. It goes down to $1.50 a gallon to $2 a gallon. Do you realize that the states and the federal government has lost between 50 and 75% of the tax on that gallon of gasoline within 4 months' time? And then you take all these corporate profits that are falling by 40 and 50%. AIG's in the mess therein. General Motors is having to be bailed out. Chrysler, the people buying automobiles, in the condition that the finances are in the country, our tax receipts are falling so fast. What do they support? Highways, infrastructure, schools, school teachers, governments. They announced today in Arizona that the state of Arizona, just within the past month, $2 billion. Do you realize that CNN News announced on yesterday, you can go back and find this in the archives, police officers in New York State, they lay off 253 police officers in New York State alone on yesterday. Why? They don't have the taxes to pay them anymore. America's tax base is dwindled, and it usually takes a 3 months lag before the federal and state government catches up with what the tax base really is. And 60 days from now, school teachers, watch out for your job. County and state officials, you're losing your job. Listen to what happened in Iceland. The identical same thing is going to happen in America that happened in Iceland and Latvia when their governments came to the point. You see, the federal government can print all the money they want to out of thin air. States and cities can't do that. As a result, they have to depend on the taxes, and when the taxes don't come in and there are 3 month lag there before they really catch it, 60 days from now, you're going to see one of the most devastating effects in this country you could ever possibly imagine, Jason, and it scares the daylights out of me.
And, you know, that really coincides with the news on CNN today that they're going to shut down 23 schools in Detroit, Michigan alone. I mean, that it goes right there. I mean, they're saying they don't have the funding for it. I mean, what is going to happen to all these kids?
Okay, let me read you what's going to happen in America. Now, you say, how do you know this? Because it's already happened. You say, you know what's going to happen tomorrow. Come on, you must be a sorcerer. No, I'm not. Let's look at Iceland. Iceland was the first company to declare bankruptcy back in November as a country. The 300,000 inhabitants of Reykjavik, Iceland are stunned at how fast the standard of living has dropped. Overnight, people have lost their savings. Prices are soaring. Once crowded restaurants are almost empty. Banks rationing foreign currency. Companies are finding it difficult to do business abroad. Inflation is at 16% and rising. People have stopped traveling overseas. The local currency, the corona, was 65 to a dollar a year ago. Now it is 130 to a dollar. Companies are slashing salaries, reducing workmen's hours, and in some instances embarking on mass layoffs. That's exactly. Look and see what happened to Latvia. I won't take time to read that one for lack of time. But whenever, and you'll hear it, by the way, on my DVDs and CDs, I go into all this in minute detail and tell the background to it. This is exactly what could take place in America, and we are 30 to 60 days away from it.
Yeah, this is just unbelievable. We're going to start taking your calls. Let's go to our first caller. Let's go to Daniel in Virginia. Daniel, you're on the line.
How you doing there, Jason and Pastor Williams? Good evening.
Hi, Daniel.
To you. Yeah, I just want to call and just to say that you're right on the money as far as what's going on. You're right on target because you're absolutely and positively correct as far as some of these things that's going on today, and as far as yesterday and today and then in the future. Because a lot of people are starting to open their eyes and they're starting to open their ears now and they're starting seeing all this stuff. And I commend you for doing this, Pastor Williams. I really do, because it takes a lot of guts to come out and say what you are saying.
Well, and it certainly does take a lot of guts. And in fact, Lindsay, why don't you give out the information to get your DVDs one more time?
I beg of you, call this number. In fact, my operators was tired, so tired this afternoon, but they said, I will be standing by tonight. If you want to call tonight, please do. I begged them to stay over, and they're there at the phones even tonight. 800-321-1110. 2900. I have an 8-DVD set. I would beg you to get it if you don't have it. It's DVDs and CDs, and it explains everything in minute detail. What's happening to farming, banking, the housing crisis, everything from 1960 through 2007. And then I have a 4-DVD set you could get also. The number is 800-321-2900.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. We're going to go to Joe in New Mexico. Joe, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason and Pastor Williams. Great show tonight. I got a million questions I could ask Pastor Williams, but I'm going to boil it down to one. And real quick, Jason, on that Virginia threat report, I last night stayed up late, and I put a bunch of information on my blog that kind of went into detail on it. And I know Alex asked about a...
Yeah, please forward that to us. Yeah, please do, because I couldn't go through the whole thing.
Yeah, I sent it through the contact information earlier today. So, you know, if you want to use it, you're free to use it. And then as far as Pastor Williams, on this whole connection with the people that you're speaking with, how does that play into, are they members of the Bilderberg Group? How does that all fit together? Is it the same players? Are they subordinate to the Rothschilds and Rockefellers? Or are they equal? Are they part of that member hundred group? And then is it a coordinated through like the Bilderberg Group to know how to handle the dollar and how to have this play out? And then finally, where do the, how do the Saudis fit into this whole mix? They're their player in that region as far as oil goes to combat the OPEC, or, you know, so I hope that kind of makes sense, but just curious how the big picture fits together.
All right, thank you for the call, Joe. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I lived with these people for 3 years, so I had an opportunity to find out where they're from. Mm-hmm. Most of them are from America, but they're not all from America. Many of them are from other countries. It is not, and I know at this point people want me to get ethnic and say it's a particular racial group. I can't do that because I have to be honest with you and tell you, as a minister of the gospel, I live with these people, and they're from every ethnic group imaginable. You're talking about who are they? Look at the heads of the IMF and the World Bank, and now, of course, the G20 and the Bilderbergers, and at the very tops of these organizations, you'll find approximately a dozen people. These individuals give exactly how much information they want to be known to the other group. Then it filters down to the Council of Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, who knows a little bit less. Then it goes down to the media, who does exactly what they tell them to do. As a result, we have controlled media today. So it all starts up here at the very top with approximately a dozen people.
That is just astounding, and I try to explain that to people. I mean, if you look at the Bilderberg Group, you have about 144 people that meet once a year. They're not always the same people. Those people seem to be in a bigger position than, say, the CFR, where there's 3,000, or its counterpart in Europe, where there's a few thousand of those people. And then, like you said, you know, the Trilateral Commission will also do their bidding, and then the media is really their main tool to introduce these ideas to the American populace in a kind of misogynistic way, where it's kind of easing you in to it and always putting a positive spin on what's going to happen. But really what's happening is they are consolidating power, and they are taking away our freedoms and rights, and they're really just taking away our way of life as well. I mean, when I've got this headline, is America's love affair with the exurbs over, and all they're showing are all these empty houses. Well, there's no reason for these houses to be empty unless these people at the top want that. I mean, it blows my mind when people try to say, oh, it's, you know, it's the Jews. I can't stand that. You have someone here who spent time with them telling you, no, this is all ethnicities. This is all races. These are the people at the top. We're going to come back with Lindsay Williams. The call-in line is 866-582-9933. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the medias these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the Insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We are glad to be joined by Pastor Lindsey Williams, who's been an ordained Baptist minister for almost 30 years. And we're going to continue to take your calls for Mr. Williams. Let's go to Brian in Canada. Brian, you're on the line.
Hi, Lindsey. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Brian.
I'd like to start by just making a general comment, because I agree with you guys in the sense that the blame game gets kind of tired. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my research, it took me towards more the Catholics and the Jesuits at the end of it, but I've had to try and reason with so many people, and I try and explain to them that even if you were to find these 12 that were at the top that are doing something, unfortunately for them, they are puppets too. They are being used, I believe, by Lucifer, since that's who they pray to and who they bow down to and who they all chase after.
Well, let me just say this. I mean, a lot of these people are members of things like the Bohemian Grove Club and Skull and Bones, which have more than an occultic nature.
Exactly. And you know, that's for me what exposes it all, because it goes with that term that the more we change, the more we stay the same. I expected to find fanciful, imaginative stuff when I followed these people back to see who they were worshiping. Mm-hmm. To find that they were worshiping all the stuff I read about in the first half of the Bible, I can't say I was surprised, but part of me was, because so much of the world was telling me, no, that's old, that's gone, you know, you won't hear about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I try and explain to people that you should really feel sorry for these people and pray for them, because when we're all finished, they'll get kicked off the table too. There's only one winner out of this. They just don't seem to get that. But one of the things that I'd like to point out too is that I appreciate being informed on what's coming down the pipe, let's say. But I'm the type of a troubleshooter, problem-solving type of guy. And nothing more I like than what you guys have been providing us, giving us the enemy's plan so that we can see what they're doing. But I also like to try and outthink them and screw them up. Just to give you an example, a while ago it was demonstrated that they feed off of our stupidity, that we don't know the scientific term for water. So recently, every time I ask my kids for a glass of water, I'll do it on purpose to use the scientific term. That way, at least the people around me aren't going to be stupid, you know. I enlighten them, and they ask me why I go through the trouble of doing something like that, and I say, well, because now you know that dihydrogen monoxide is water, and somebody can't screw your brain up telling you it's acid rain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like more solutions like that too. When Mr. Williams tells us what's coming down the line.
All right, well, let's ask him. Thank you for the call, Brian. What do you think that the normal person, the average citizen out there, can do to try to protect themselves from the next, you know, 30 to 60 days? What you're saying, how can we protect ourselves, the average guy?
Well, let's first of all look at what the elite have to gain by this, and then you'll find a solution in it. People oftentimes ask me, aren't many of these elite citizens of the United States of America? And I say, yes. They say, well, why would they want to destroy their own country? Now, when you understand what they're doing, then you will know how to provide for your dinner table 60 to 90 days down the line. First of all, the elite have convinced the America through their buzzwords, too big to fail. When the smoke is all cleared, the elite of the world will own all of the banks of America. We bailed them out. The Treasury has given them money, taxpayers. The elite of the world will own all the real estate of America. Now, you have a house, 30-year mortgage. You paid on it for 15 years. All of a sudden, there's a financial collapse in America. You miss your mortgage payment for 3 months. They come in, the lending institution does, and takes it back from you. Do they give you anything? No. You've paid for the house. You've already paid 15 years on it. They don't give you one penny whenever they repossess that house. The elite of the world are getting that house free of charge because already they have the control of the lending institutions and the banking institutions of America. So they'll own the majority. I'm estimating somewhere around 75% of the real estate of America. They will own it when all this is over with. Mom and pop businesses that are mortgaged, they'll own the majority of those. And we will basically be exactly what Alex Jones says in his films. I am so glad to see him say this. Oh, you can't imagine how happy I was when I looked at the Obama deception. We will be under a communistic state. If you have a mortgage, do anything in your power to pay off your debt card, pay off your credit card, your mortgage debt. Get out of debt every way you can. Anything that is debt, they will own it when it's all over with. Plant a garden this year. Set your spiritual house in order. Make some preparation. Sit down with your family and say to every family member, okay, let's discuss something. In light of what's happening in America, what lifestyle are we going to be willing to live when the elite get through doing what they're
more
doing?
More solutions with Lindsay Williams after this.
Listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants, begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping on all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable, you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Ooh, Lord, my trouble so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
All right, folks, we are back with Lindsay Williams. And at the end there, you were talking about some of the solutions, you know, sitting down, talking to your family, being a human being, letting them know what's coming up. And we have loaded phone lines right now. But before we go back to the phones, Lindsay, I want to ask you, you know, as a ordained minister, how do you feel about this occult connection? Because, you know, the Bush boys, they're out of Skull and Bones. They're out of Bohemian Grove. I mean, every Republican president since Coolidge has been a member of the Grove. I mean, where does that come in your eyes?
Thank you so much, Jason, for asking this, because it gives me an opportunity to say it. I never want to do anything unless a talk show host asks it. One of these individuals, one of these elites, said to me one day, said, Chaplain, we have the God-given right to do what we're doing in the world. The average person doesn't have sense enough to know how to direct their destiny. Mm-hmm. You know, I thought about that many times after he said it. I didn't refute him at the time because I wanted to keep the door open so that I could pick his brain for the rest of the time I was on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. But remember now, I was sitting down on their pipeline. They were not in my church, so their defense was not up at all. And I thought about this. You know, there are two great, there are two gods in this universe. Now, bear with me for a moment. Mm-hmm. There's the true and the living God of the Bible, the one who sent his son to die for us on the cross and purchase our salvation, the one who loves us and is preparing heaven for us. Then there's another God, spoken of in the Bible as the prince of the power of this air, the God called Satan. And they both have worshipers. Cain and Abel, they both worshiped God. One was of the devil, one was of God. You have that identical same thing today. You have the elite, whom their God is the God of this world. You have those who are born-again believers, whose God is the true and living God of the Bible, and I am so glad that I've read the last chapter, so I know it's coming out in the end. But they do have a God. They worship their God. They are, many of them, off the occult, and some of the things I saw when I was with these people led me to believe of some of the things that they do. They do have a code of ethics. And one of the things in their code of ethics is they must tell you everything they're going to do before they do it. Did you ever notice that before Katrina hit New Orleans, that they came out with Oil Storm, the movie, a week ahead of time?
Yeah,
and in
FX.
That movie, it told everything that was going to happen with Katrina when it hit that part of the country. They will tell you everything they're doing. They're telling you right now what they're doing. They're saying too big to fail. They're telling you that they're going to make you taxpayers pay for AIG, pay for Wells Fargo, pay for Citibank, pay for all of these things. And then our president had the audacity to go to the G20 and give $1 trillion to the IMF. The IMF is not American. The IMF is European. And your great-great-grandchildren gave, through the President of the United States of America, without any vote of Congress or approval of the people, $1 trillion to Europe?
Yeah, it is quite disgusting, my friend. I mean, a lot of people just don't even understand what... for instance, one of my buddies is a blogger out of New York City. He works for a big financial company. He does a financial blog. And I explained to him that at the G20, they announced this world currency. And he's like, I would know about this. And then I sent him the articles out of the Telegraph. And I sent him the communique out of the G20. And then I also sent him Hannity and Dick Morris talking about this one world currency and United Nations control. And his jaw just dropped. And he's like... He went on the defensive a little bit. He said, well, why is this a bad thing? And they just don't understand that the people at the top, like you said, you know, they worship the darkness. And I think that is the biggest problem with this. The people at the top that are trying to bring in this new world order, folks, and I've said it many times on this program, they are occultists who want to rape children and do rape children. And I know that's a whole nother subject, but when you start looking at these people, that's what they're into. They want to chip us. They want to control us. They want to enslave us under this one world government. And that's if we survive, because they want to kill 80% of us. And that's scary in its own right. It's mind blowing. I mean, you think 2 months down the line when they crash out, the economy's bad. Try, you know, 20 years down the line when the population's down to 500 million, which is their stated goal. All right. We're going to continue to take calls in these last 20 or so minutes. We're going to go to Charles in California because he dropped and came back. Charles, you're on the line with Lindsay Williams.
Hi, Jason. And, Lindsay, nice to be on the line with you guys tonight.
Thank you, Charles.
I have a question for you, Lindsay. I was wondering if you know for sure. Well, you said it's from what you got, from what you said, you gather it's going to be in the next 12 months to a year and a half, right?
Yes, this individual tried to tell me everything that was going to happen for the next year to a year and a half.
Okay, you also said, I'm pretty sure, like a month ago or somewhere around there, that I think it was you that I heard it from first, that China stopped buying our treasury bills and the Fed's already starting to buy them. Is that true?
China is backing off from buying our treasury bills now, and of course, naturally, the OPEC oil countries are practically not buying at all because they've lost so much.
Yeah, it's amazing. They announced that a little while ago that they're going to buy, they're buying treasury bills already for the first time in a while. Yeah, I don't know. So it's, I've heard you live in July saying that oil was going to go from 150 to 50. And I just wish I, took your word on that, or the elite's word on that, I guess I should say, because could have made a couple hundred thousand shorting oil right there. But,
It's quite interesting. An oil trader called in on a radio show I was in on not too long ago, and he said, I took you at your word. I know a few people did. He said, I trade oil. He said, I just want to thank you. I've made $150,000 because I followed your prediction.
Go ahead, Charles.
Okay, well, I guess I'll just finish up by saying, I don't know, thank you for all the work both of you guys are doing, and we got to keep spreading the word. I was very close to moving out of this country because, you know, like the guy told you himself, he told you should move out of the country. You know what I mean? So I was...
Bottom line, man, this is a new world order. There's nowhere to run, and I love this country. I'm going to stay here no matter what and try to fix the problems. All right, let's jump to another caller. Let's go to John in Canada. John, you're on the line.
Hi, Lindsay. Hi, Jason.
How you doing?
John.
Pretty good, pretty good. Just a couple of things, you know, we should understand that no matter what religion a person is from, they're going to argue that God is just. And if you do believe in God, God's intent is to be just. You want to form allegations against another with evidence, okay? So it's important that, it's good that Lindsay's told us that the private banks have hijacked the public's authority in issuing credit, and as the laws stand today, it's very difficult to convict them for a criminal offense in that respect. But we can convict them endlessly on stealing. You know, they're not child rapists that stole $900 billion in property through subprime scams. AIG is committing the crime of extortion. It's in God's interest to express these ideas to truly defend ourselves. When we talk about shadow people hidden in darkness and we can't discern what their identities are, we truly have no evidence to form our allegation.
You let me say that. Hold on. Well, you'll get your chance, but before you say that none of these guys have been, I mean, I'm not saying anybody in AIG, but all you have to do is read the Franklin cover-up. Man, I've got the videos from the 1980s, and they're going to be in my next film, Invisible Empire, of Connie Chung and Peter Jennings confirming a young callboy ring in the White House in the late 80s and early 90s.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
You know what that tells me? Yeah. I mean, some of those people in power and behind those people are still in power. So I hear you on the shadow organization thing. We do try to cover the news here, but, you know, I've got Lindsay Williams on, and he's a pastor, and he spent time with them, so I feel like I have to ask him about that occult connection. Continue.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that that's not the case. I know all about the Franklin cover-up and a lot of other dastardly deeds that have gone on. I'm saying that that's separate from the criminals at hand. We have different kinds of criminals here. They're not all part of Skull and Bones. Now, it's true. Bush closed 9/11 investigations, obstruction. He needs to be arrested for that if you truly want to defend your freedoms and get the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But you don't. You form fear, or you're fearful of true justice, and you say, well, that would be God's intent, but I don't want to really be like that, because it's scary that way. And that's the fears we have to face. You know, CIA officials tell us Bush, Condi, and Cheney knew before the war started that there was no WMD. These are CIA officers, FBI officers, and they're going undefended. And that's where God's intent would rest, if we truly believed in serving ourselves equitably. We want to treat everybody at Bilderberg and the CFR and the Trilateral Commission as innocent individuals until we have evidence directly implicating them for a criminal offense. And when we say otherwise, we undermine justice, because we're doing what the bad guys do, and they say the Taliban did 9/11 or the people in Afghanistan did 9/11. And you know, Jason, as well as I do, there's no evidence to indicate that, but Obama's on TV just last week, or a couple of days ago, I should say, saying that exact fact, and they're not going to defend women's rights. Obama told us on TV 2 days ago, women's rights in Afghanistan are not a concern for him. He wants to go after Al-Qaeda. Who is he lying to, my friends?
Mm-hmm.
He's not lying. He's not successfully conning me. He's not conning Jason. I know that for sure. I don't know about Lindsay, but probably not conning you either. Who actually is he conning here? He's conning those teen grunts who don't have experience in life so far and are terrified and need to be ordered on what to do is the only way to express some sort of manhood that they're desperately trying to reach for. We need to find a common ground. We have all kinds of differences and all kinds of issues. Let's form common ground on nabbing the actual perpetrators for 9/11. And we start with Bush for closing investigations. He's directly criminally complicit.
Don't you think that that's coming out of the Leahy camp as well? I mean, he's the one talking about bringing these people up on war crimes, and I would love to see that. And, you know, I thank you for the call, John, but at the same time, you know, the films that I've made, all they've done is, you know, stayed away from this extraordinary stuff, Fabled Enemies, Loose Change, and named organizations that need to be investigated, that need to be brought up on charges. And the fact of the matter is, when you do start to do, your research, and I'm sure you've done it, you sound like you have, you know, we point to these shadow organizations because they do exist, and they are in power, and eventually we do have to confront them. I'm not trying to scare anybody into inaction. I'm trying to scare people into proactive action to take against these enemies. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Curtis in Florida. Curtis, you're on the line. You there,
yes.
Curtis? Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quick question for Reverend Williams. In light of the information you shared with all of us tonight regarding the future of the economy of this country and this world currency that the G20 has announced, what do you foresee, and do you have any knowledge of what is going to happen in regards to the sovereignty of this country and the individual states within our union that have either ratified or have already agreed that they're going to
try to maintain their sovereignty rights under the 10th Amendment.
Our only hope for sovereignty is for masses of American people to wake up. I mentioned earlier in the program that when I lived with these people, I found there was only one thing that scares them to death. That's the masses waking up. There's so many more of us than there are of them. And that's the reason I consider it a privilege to be on Jason Burma's show tonight, because he is able to reach so many people with the truth. And if we can wake up a million people, if we can wake up 2 million people, if we can get them to believe the truth, this is our only hope of doing anything.
So you're saying right off the bat that they want to take our sovereignty away, and you realized that as soon as you were in these meetings?
Oh, positively. In fact, the name of the game is control. They want to take away everything we've got. They will gladly remove the Constitution. They would love to take away your firearms. Every bit of this is a part of their plan, and when I have one of these people call me on the phone 8 months ago and tell me before it could possibly happen that crude oil was going to go to $50 a barrel, I was crazy for saying it. But I went on a program and said it. It happened exactly like that individual said it. You can depend on the fact that a person a moment ago said, hey, can these people really be identified positively? I've got one of them right here. I told everything he said, and it happened exactly like he said it. It's proof of the fact that they do have this power and control and are exerting it, Jason.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when people call in like that, it's just like, look, we've named names, we've named organizations. There has been no actual courts that will take us up. You know, there'll be no one that'll take these guys up on their war crimes. I mean, in the United States alone, even with this new Obama administration, they're saying that they're beyond the law. They can wiretap anybody. They're going to expand the Bush and Cheney powers that were put into play. I mean, you know, that's why I get frustrated, because we do name names. We do name organizations. We name some organizations here. The Bilderberg Group should be an open forum. I mean, we should be able to see what they talk about. When the G20 meets, we should see what they talk about in these behind closed doors meetings. That's the whole point of this. We need more transparency, and it's the lack of transparency that makes people like myself and Lindsey Williams have to take a broader scope and say Bilderberg Group, CFR.
Jason, yes. The very proof of what you say on your program day after day after day is true is this gentleman calling me and telling me this 8 months, 4 months before it happened. I'm talking about it again 8 months later. And everything of it has happened exactly like you said it. Lindsey Williams had no proof, no knowledge of this whatsoever. You say it on your program, and then later on you see these things come to pass. It's so evident that these people are doing exactly what we're saying, because they told me, for instance, what they were going to do.
I'm with you, Lindsey. Before we go to Vicki in Idaho, why don't you give out that number one more time?
The number is 800-321-2900. Now, I persuaded our operators to stand by tonight. An 8-DVD set if you want everything. A 4-DVD set, I know many people are having a little bit of financial problem. It at least will tell you what's happening. Now, I prepared today, an emergency update. You will receive it if you happen to place an order after this program tonight. You've never heard anything like this. I give things that will boggle your mind. I give facts and figures and proof. The number is 800-321-2900.
All right, let's go to Vicki in Idaho. Vicki, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason and Lindsey. On the, you know, about the people that are doing this, they basically have used computers, where our government has been using the Enron accounting system probably since about the 1980s. And before 9/11, well, in 2004, there was a congressional hearing that where it came out that the tax revenues were at their lowest point since 1950, and they were able to cover it up by the way that they were doing they were using economic models. Their data was like 3 years old. The most current they had was like 3 years old. So what they would do is project history and then project forward. And that's how they came up with, you know, surpluses for as far as the eye could see. It was all accounting manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to catch these people, look at the computer systems. Look at government accounting. Look at the spending. Because, you know, they pass all these bills, but then they don't really spend the money. It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like they're doing, they're playing a game, a show, but it's kind of all falling apart now.
No, I hear you there. Well, I think it's falling apart by design, don't you, Lindsay? I mean, obviously they've doctored the books again and again and again, but they want to bring in more control. They want a World Bank. They want this new world order. Final segment with Lindsay Williams on the other side. Lindsay, you've been a great guest. I can't wait to see. We're going to let you wrap it up on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back. Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no wonder why.
All right, folks, we're back. Final segment with Lindsay Williams. And Lindsay, what do you have to say to those people that think that, you know, they've let it get out of control? They never meant for it to get this bad. I mean, that's nonsense, isn't it? They want it to get bad. They want to gut this country.
Well, they have everything to gain by what they're doing. All this is planned in advance. This gentleman told me 8 months in advance. That means that they had planned it a year or two in advance. All of this is by design. There is an agenda. This is not a conspiracy. It is an agenda. And they've known what they would do. For instance, let's just wrap it up this way. The best way to do it is quote a scripture. But I'm going to warn you in advance, I'm going to quote the Bible incorrectly. So whenever I do, watch it. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth will scare you to death. No, that's not what it says. It says, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, believe what you've heard tonight. Go and make preparations. Don't stay awake at night, and don't go look behind bushes. Just listen to this. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America. 1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the U.S. just during the Bush administration. The United States has lost 7 million textile jobs, 3 million manufacturing jobs to free trade and outsourcing. This is not coming back. Prepare your house in order of what the people are doing who are the elite. American corporations spent $59.2 billion last year in China alone. Now, taking all of these things into consideration, realize what the elite have done, what their plans are, listen to their buzzwords, take action in your own household, and you can save your dinner table, you can spare your house and your children, but you need to start now. Most people have started before this. If you haven't started already, put on a mass effort to do it. But please, the first thing you need to do is set your spiritual house in order. If a house is sitting on a solid rock of Christ Jesus, and the Word of God is your guide, and you are born again, you will be able to stand through all of this. You cannot be on sinking sand when this happens, because if so, the foundation of your house will go right away. I beg of you, get out on your knees after you hear this radio broadcast. Settle things with the Lord. Get your heart right. Set your spiritual house in order. And Jason, when all these things come, all of the people out there in your listening audience will be able to stand.
Well, Lindsey Williams, thank you so much for your time this evening. And, you know, staying with us for 90 minutes, that's great. We're definitely going to have you on in the next 2 months. I mean, it's just incredible what you have predicted. Your story is incredible. The fact that you spent time with these tyrants. And, you know, they're human beings like everybody else. I mean, obviously, this guy who called you has, you know, some sense of humanity to at least warn you and then give you this information and then the permission to actually spread the word. So why don't you give out that number one more time?
The number is 800, toll-free, 800-321-2900. There are operators standing by tonight. I was able to persuade them to stay up late tonight. 800-321-2900, an 8-DVD CD set, a 4-DVD CD set, depending on what you'd like to spend, and we'll get them to you as quickly as possible. One I prepared just today, which wraps up everything right through the night of April. And folks, thank you so much for allowing me the privilege. But I got to say, Jason, to everybody in your listening audience, please turn on Jason Burmese every day. Don't you miss one of his programs. The elite have accelerated their program so rapidly, you cannot afford to allow 24 hours to go by without you listening to this radio program. And Jason's going to give you the truth, I know, because Alex Jones and Jason have done it over the years. They've proven themselves with you. Listen to this program every day and get the very latest, and don't miss a day, because 24 hours can make the difference in success and failure.
Thank you so much, Lindsey. We're going to come back with your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmese, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
I never
of remorse for you. No letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arms.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made get switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fake slay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold Senate with sashed it with batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron. Slash your old beast, you heard Mark of the East. Running through cop land screaming, fuck the police.
Ooh, don't say that. They might accuse you of shooting cops or actually promoting shooting cops. Guess what? I'm not promoting shooting anybody, especially police officers. We need more police officers on our side. We need more military on our side. What we don't need are these jackasses in the media that have no idea what we do here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv accusing Alex Jones of inciting people to shoot police officers. That's not how we roll, friends. That's not how we do things here. So I want to do a little bit of a news blitz, and then we're going to start taking your calls on the other side of this break. Pentagon preps for economic warfare. The Pentagon sponsored a first-of-its-kind war game last month focused on not the bullets and bombs, but how the hostile nations might seek to cripple the U.S. economy, a scenario made more by the global financial crisis. Ooh. Somebody inside these war games actually said it felt a bit like Dr. Strangelove. And if you haven't watch the Dr. Strangelove. You know, we need clips of that. Those are some clips I'm going to have to grab for this. If you guys have never seen Dr. Strangelove out there, first of all, I'm a huge Kubrick fan. Kubrick has put out some of the best movies of all time. Even as a youngster watching them, like a pre-teenager watching Clockwork Orange. I remember I saw that when I was 12. I didn't quite get it, but I knew it was wild. I knew it was well shot, especially for a movie that was done, I think it was either in the 60s or 70s. I didn't come around to Dr. Strangelove until probably 5-6 years ago. And when I watched that, it blew my mind. First of all, Peter Sellers gives an amazing performance as three separate people in this film. But they really kind of break down this shadow government apparatus even then. And in this movie, it was either in the 50s or 60s. The subtitle of it is "Or How I Learned to Love the Bomb, the Atomic Bomb." And it really just goes into how wild these scenarios are, these little round table groups in the shadows. And for somebody to make that statement in these little Pentagon war games about the economy is very, very interesting. And Hesh stars in chemtrail story Toxic Skies. I don't know what this "or does she" thing has to say about it, but apparently she's the star of this movie. We played the trailer on the Alex Jones show today. And it starts off, it looks like it's like a bird flu pandemic or some kind of another Ebola virus. But, you know, it's one of those, you know, command, quarantine, control movies. And then it comes out, no, it's the chemtrails they're spraying in the air. So we're working on getting the director of that film on. I believe it's only out in Australia right now. It hasn't had a U.S. release. I'm not even sure if it's been released in Australia yet, but we're keeping an eye on that one. Of course, we want to cover the story out of Fox News that we did yesterday, where Obama plans to block the sun rays, and they openly state that they're going to shoot pollutants into the air in order to block harmful sun rays. I mean, come on, folks. Give me a break. And then they say in the next sentence, they'll only do it in the most drastic of cases. Folks, you know, Steve Watson has done a great story at Infowars.com, how it shadows this document that we brought in yesterday. Geoengineering workshop on unilateral planetary scale is out of the Council on Foreign Relations. So, of course, the rhetoric from the Obama administration comes directly from the CFR. Should we be shocked? No. Actually, we shouldn't be shocked, because when you look at the May 1st, 2008 paper the CFR put out there, International Institutions and Global Governance Program, World Order in the 21st Century, a new initiative of the Council on Foreign Relations, and it is exactly what they talk about at the G20, you shouldn't be shocked. You shouldn't be shocked at all. You should just, you should make the connections that the CFR is a think tank that is pro-globalism, that is behind the scenes, that really is the puppeteer behind the administration. We'll be back after this with your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we're going to go straight to your calls. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
I was going to ask Lindsay Williams if he knows of any good place in the world that would be a good place to go to where you're going to be able to maybe protect yourself from some of the things that are going to happen. But since he's not here, the thing that gets me, Jason, is that, a lot of the discussion I hear about the economic problems, a lot of it inverts the problems, the genesis of the problems with the effects. It gets the order reversed. Like, you look at government having to lay off employees. This is a good thing. This is what we need a long time ago. When the government props up inefficient and wasteful enterprise. And that's not saying, for example, like you look at the Detroit schools, that doesn't mean that education isn't important, but obviously the government's doing this at the wrong price and probably, of course, giving kids the wrong education as well. So it's a wasteful entity. But when you look at what's happening, this is part of the solution. We want prices to fall, actually. They say that the problem is deflation. What happens is the only new purchasing power is created by production.
Here's where I'm going to disagree with you there, Mark. With all these layoffs and the Give Act being passed and all these bureaucracies that are about to come in, I mean, they're offering people full-time volunteer service. Well, obviously, they're going to have to pay these people. And, you know, I was reading articles 3 weeks ago where they're saying in tough times, people are more apt to take government jobs. So I really think with all these people being laid off, you're going to see a lot more socialism in this country. Continue.
Well, yeah, well, see, that's just it. See, that's what prevents the recovery from taking root. And the unfortunate thing is the longer you have an artificial bubble, the longer you go, the more people forget about, you know, how to do productive things. And that's what makes it so hard when you think about, well, we've got to cut everybody off of the government. We've got to shut the thing down. What's going to happen to everybody? So it's like there's no painless way out of this. But you're right, the government is trying to fight the recession. That's the problem. The recession is actually the cure. It's the curative process. You know, the market needs to cleanse itself of malinvestment, and of course the government doesn't want to let that happen, because what would happen is you would see a shift in power away from the central planners and back in the hands of the people. You know, and really at this stage, the only way, I mean, basically, we don't want any more non-productive consumption, because all we end up doing, you know, i.e. government spending, more inflation, because all it does, it causes it to burn through what remains of capital and savings. So really, the only, and this is why I guarantee their plans are going to fail, and I think we might see, you know, the United States itself be fragmented, because they can't keep repealing the laws of economics, and we're going to continue to burn through what remains of capital and savings, and, you know, by fueling non-productive consumption. Which is not what we want, you know. It's the opposite of what we want. So, you know, yeah, they can try adding bureaucracies here and there, but at the end, it's just not going to work. You know, there's not going to be. I mean, without production, without an economy, there can't be a government. And
It remains to be seen, Mark. I'm not quite sure I'm there with you. I know that a lot of that stuff has been said by Ron Paul, let the economy fail, and to a certain extent I agree, but the problem is they're bringing in all these new social programs, and it's going to build the government up even farther. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on the line. Yes, sir. Yes.
I was trying to get in while Lindsay was still on there. Last time I heard him speak, he was talking about the food infrastructure, and he'd been in contact with the, you know, big farmers he knew. And I guess I wanted to, you know, kind of talk about that. And I heard on Alex earlier the potential of, you know, if they're going to dust the sky, I've seen them do it. Mm-hmm. And they've proved they can cloud it up pretty good.
Oh, yeah. You know. Well, you know what? Let's talk about that for a second, because I had somebody on my Facebook today posting, the chemtrails are all a lie and it's disinfo and I can't stand that you're actually putting this out there. And I'm like, are you out of your mind, man? And I was like, look, am I not supposed to believe my own eyes? And there's like, oh, no, they're contrails. And I was just so glad to see Alex have Rosalind Peterson on. And we're going to have Rosalind on, I believe, on Tuesday. I mean, some people are in such denial. I mean, they put it out. Even that caller the other day, Inda Jones, saying, well, they're not saying they're spraying with chemtrails. In the third paragraph of Obama plans to block the sun's rays. The third paragraph, they say they're going to spray pollutants into the upper atmosphere to block the sun's rays. What do you think they're talking about? Do you think they're just going to come out and say chemtrail? Of course they're not. They massage it with different language. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, for one, the damage that it could do to, you know, crops, just the production, I mean, it wouldn't render them, you know, to where they couldn't grow, but I know how farmers calculate, you know, their yield and everything, and I'm sure they could reduce that by a, you know, considerable number, considering everything else that's going on too. On top of that, but also we're getting into this alternative energy, and it's all about wind and solar power. What will that do to, you know, photovoltaic cells and everything.
Yeah, but at the same time, they're trying to promote that all this is about going green, these new carbon emissions. We're going to use wind power. We're going to use solar power. Look, it's already here. And in a lot of cases, solar power can power your house. I mean, Jesse Ventura in Mexico basically lives off the grid. The question is, are the elites ever going to let the common man have it at a point? First of all, they don't want zero-point energy. If they have zero-point energy, or they had a cheaper form of energy, then they can't control us. They can't give us a, you know, I don't know what your bill is like, but over the wintertime, I mean, I get $400 or $500 a month bills in my apartment, you know, for heat and energy alone. They love that form of control. So I don't see them mass producing solar panels. I don't see them using wind power except for themselves. I mean, there's a lot of electromagnetics is really out there. Yeah.
On GCN, they posted it, maybe last week. The free magnetic surge motor, or free power, but the magnetic surge motor that they had on there.
I don't know about GCN.
In the 90s.
Yeah, but I've seen what you're talking about, and basically what this thing is, it's a large piece of metal in a circular fashion that runs on a turbine, and they lower another magnet, basically, and it spins it. And the only power that you have to make this thing move is to move that piece of metal towards the magnet. And it literally is zero-point energy, and I think that there's a place out in Europe, they won't let you buy it, but for $75,000 a year, I think you can lease it. I don't know if it's a year. There's some program out there. I'm not quite sure. But yeah, I mean, this stuff is already here. They don't want it for the common people because it empowers us and it takes away their control. I thank you for the call. Let's go to Steven in Texas. Steven, you're on the line.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, I was hoping to get in with Lindsay, but I wanted to, if I have time, I'll give you what I wanted to say to him, but I wanted to make you aware, give you a heads up. I called Alex's show today, and I actually got through as the first one. I don't know if he passed this on to you, but I wanted to let you know specifically because you were talking about that you're planning on going to this rally in San Antonio.
Yeah, the Beck backed out, right?
Yeah, well, here's what happened. I tuned into a show today with my nose plugged, you know, because I told Alex I've got to do that so I don't throw up. That guy just makes me sick. And anyway, his programmer, Stu, came on there, and I'll tell you in a minute because I didn't get to share this with Alex. But I tuned in right when Glenn Beck, this is where he got real quiet and said, "Now, this rally that we're going to be at in San Antonio, there are people out there that are trying to make this about me. This is not about me. This is about a rally for freedom and about America and the Constitution, you know, and all this rhetoric." And he says, "If you're planning on bringing any signs, don't. You will not be allowed to. The signs will be confiscated," you know, and he's going on. So basically he's issuing a very subtle threat, police state type stuff. But then he says, "I have to apologize to the people organizing this because I will be there, but I am not going to come up on stage and be the keynote speaker because of these people who want to make this about me." So basically that's what he's doing. He's wimping out. He is such a yellow belly. He has no spine whatsoever. You know, he gets out there with all this disinformation, and he basically hides behind the camera. But the thing is, he will not take on the real issues like you guys have been pointing out, and he will not, you know, I mean, you said, after you had this debate with Megs and you ate him up and spit him out, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're supposed to go out, and he just conveniently cancels you without explanation. Well, that's because he knows you would have come on there and just totally decimated this whole refutation of the 9/11 truth movement and our contention that it is a fact that 9/11 was an inside job and a very intricate and, you know, intelligence network that you've pointed out through fabled enemies, and they cannot refute it, so they choose to not deal with it. The other thing I wanted to mention is here comes Stu, his producer, and said, "Oh, these people," you know, and he started talking about the shooting in Pittsburgh and the Pittsburgh Gazette.
And here they've named you. You're the reason they've said that this guy did this shooting, and he just harped on, it's all about Glenn Beck. These people have attacked him, and never mentioned a thing about Alex. And from what I've heard, I haven't seen that article, but from what I've heard, you guys, the ones that the Pittsburgh Gazette really went after was not Beck, it was Alex.
It was Alex. In fact, they barely went after Glenn Beck in that article. Glenn Beck was, you know, second pony on that one. And, you know, it's pretty disgusting that he's going to be there at all. I hope to see him, you know. Is he scared of little old me? I mean, I'm not that intimidating. I'm just a little guy. Just a little guy. Steven, I thank you for the call, my friend. I'm still going to be there no matter what on the 15th, handing out loose change. You better believe it. Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With an economy that continues to plummet, many of us will have to make the difficult decision to cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, a weak immune system, or just always feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs, plus heal the body with food. One scoop a day with water, milk, or juice will have you feeling better in no time, giving you more stamina and energy, helping to alleviate stress, boosting your natural healing power, strengthen your immune system, and it tastes great too. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets of healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
Standing on the top of their own graves, wondering when Jesus.
with Jason Burmis. We're going to keep going to your calls. Let's go to Scott in New York. Scott, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah, you're lit from New Yorker. I don't know if you're involved in the We Are Change organization, but I went to the annual anniversary back in September, and you know, it was really, you know, they really did a great job as far as honoring.
They really did do a great job. I mean, you know, they went there, they do the moment of silence there. We try to approach people with respect. You know, while I was down there, that's all I'm doing. I was able to hand out over 100 DVDs in under 10 minutes. It's actually on YouTube. A lot of people were filming me while I did it. And it's not me screaming at people. It's me addressing people saying, please take a look at this information. We have to find out what really happened on this day. And it breaks my heart. I mean, when I was down there and everything that they were advertising was the then Freedom Tower, I just felt disgusted. And I'm like, you know, this thing is going to be erected soon, and they're going to use it as another tool of propaganda to, you know, solidify their lie about the Taliban and Al-Qaeda doing this. And, you know, I love
their name away.
Yeah, they did. I think they're going to do One World Trade Center. That's what I hear.
Yeah. It's really sad. I used to work at 101 Hudson Street. You take Exchange Place.
Mm-hmm.
It's AIG.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's going on there is unbelievable. They're hiring a lot of overseas workers,
mm-hmm.
and from two countries, really. You got to look at the trade deals that they have, and what countries in the world are building a middle class,
mm-hmm.
India and China. Actually, AIG was started in China.
Mm-hmm.
It used to, if you look at, under, used to be called Asia Underwriters.
I didn't know that. So are you saying that right now China is still benefiting from this whole AIG situation?
I think that could be a strong possibility. I mean, I certainly don't have any facts to back that
mm-hmm.
up. I couldn't say with certainty, but...
Well, I was unaware that AIG came out of China. I'm going to have to look into that myself.
That's absolutely... yeah, I mean, on their internal website, they have... actually, pictures from early 1900s.
Well, and, this is all about globalism, so, I mean, that would fit the mold.
Yeah. And what they're doing is they're hiring, you know, and they have interns from China and, you know, which is great. I've worked for a lot of companies that, you know, had a large mix of people. But, yeah, it was definitely odd, you know, being in the minority and seeing these mass numbers of people from other countries overseas.
Well, everything is outsourced, and if it's not outsourced, it's given to the private.
Well, you think of outsourced, you think of like telephone jobs mm-hmm. in another country where, you know, you're calling an 800 number or whatever, and mm-hmm. you're talking to someone in another country. But if they're actually bringing them in, no.
Well, by outsourcing, I mean they are bringing them in to give them a less money for the same amount of work that they get a American worker. They'd have to pay double or triple. So they're bringing these people in from, like you said, Indonesia and China. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to James in New York. James, you're on the line.
Jason, thanks for taking my call. Excuse me. I had a couple quick points here tonight. I tipped you off about Patrice a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
On the ONA show, they do this thing, instant feedback with the fans or whatever, where they're able to text message the host, basically, whatever, at the given circumstance. Mm-hmm. I think the show, or maybe even Alex's show, could benefit from this type of thing.
No, I agree. The only problem is that we have a limited staff here, but we should open up a Yahoo Messenger is what we usually use here. You know, not a lot of AIM on here. So maybe we'll start a Yahoo Messenger for the fans. We'll start a new username, and we'll plug one of the board ops into it. Go ahead.
I don't know how they were doing that. You got to ask Patrice, I guess. But
well, they're probably doing it through an instant messaging service. I mean, the guy that just ravaged Alex, for instance, on Air America, he gives out his AIM name, and people are able to contact him in real time. I'm going to come back to you on the other side, James. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, and don't forget about my little blog spot, TheInfoWarrior.com.
The GC
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you embarrassed by your legs? Are your legs sore and irritated? Millions of women suffer from leg pain due to varicose veins. When varicose veins prevent you from living and enjoying your everyday life, you need Venulux. Venulux is a dietary tool formulated to restore naturally beautiful legs from the inside out. As part of your healthy lifestyle, Venulux promotes antioxidant action throughout your body to calm varicose veins and support fit legs for life. Venulux has helped women all over the world relieve varicose vein pain and restore the confidence to bear their legs. Now it's your chance to benefit with Venulux free when you call 1-888-4-FIT-LEG today. That's 1-888-4-FIT-LEG. Fitleg, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com. And remember, when you call 1-888-4-FITLEG, ask how to get your Venulux free. That's 1-888-4-FITLEG, or visit us on the web at 4fitleg.com.
The Info Warrior, and we're aligned with James. James, continue.
All right, thank you so much for coming back to me, Jason. I called in a couple times, and as I've told everybody, I'm a U.S. Marine veteran, and I know there's a lot of people out there that seem to think that when you go into the Marine Corps or something like this, you know, I was in the infantry, I was a squad leader in Iraq during the invasion, that there's like some kind of brainwash, like crazy thing going on. You know, it's all about the individual person. When they go through boot camp, I gained body fat in boot camp. I thought it was easy. I trained for 7 months beforehand, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you get this, like, shooter, I don't know if you guys want to put his little weasel face up on PrisonPlanet.tv because I'm watching, but when I look in his eyes, I don't see a Marine. I see some loser who slipped through the cracks, and he understood the training. So when the officers came to the house, he inflicted, you know, that standard 70% casualty radius in a military operation in urban terrain. That is what happens when people try and come into your house and you slightly defend it. I mean, he didn't even have the place hardened, and he induced those casualties. I mean, but listen, he took the training the wrong way. It's about, you know, taking the high moral ground and doing the right thing in life. And this isn't what all Marines are about, and I just want to clear that up. Marines are about, you know, they put out their little slogan, honor, courage, commitment, but it's about so much more than that. And guys understand that, why they're in the Marine Corps, why they're in the infantry. You know, I lived in the dirt in Iraq to the day I left over there, patrolling and doing all the things, seeing crazy insects. I mean, but the heart was that at the time, of course, we all thought that, you know, wherever country they sent us, we're Marines, it was our job to kill, 0311 infantry, doesn't matter where the U.S. sends us, we're going to kill. But you know what? You come back and a couple years have passed, and it's just like, damn, they duped us and everything, and we, the real people with that high warrior honor, we went out there, and we fought guys on the first day of combat that were stripping down to their underwear and running away and getting shot in the back, because we ordered that. This is what real life is when you're a Marine and you're this trained killer. Now, I can understand. Guys come back and they can't cope. I mean, I've dealt with belts of the strep, depression. Mm-hmm. But it's like you don't threaten other people with violence. You don't go to those weapons. You don't do that to police. I mean, that is not what being a Marine is about. And every year on November 10th in Philadelphia, Marines gather from the Korean era to every era, and they go there, and that's where the real Marines go. That's where the real love is. And it's like, you know, this shooting was huge, but yesterday, I don't even know if it was covered by anyone, there was a smaller shooting where some older Korean man in California, did you hear about this in Temecula?
No, I haven't heard anything.
So he shot, it was at a religious retreat, I think the guy was in his 80s. No, he's 68 years old, it's saying right here. I'm reading off MSNBC. He shot four people, killed one. And, I mean, this isn't covered. I mean, he could have been a Korean War veteran, a warrior, you know, but this isn't
covered.
Now,
who did he shoot? Did he shoot law enforcement officers?
He killed a woman. Uh-huh. It was at a religious retreat. Killing a woman and wounding a man before beating and being beaten and disarmed in a fight with two other people. And this is the thing. You got one person with a gun out there, and you see these school shootings and all these shootings and everything. It's like, stand up. This guy is going to kill you. So are you just going to stand there and be a paper target? Or are you going to go try, take that gun from him, and, you know, at least die trying? I mean, come on, people. It's like, what were you putting this body for? What were you putting this life for? Not everyone has got this warrior mentality like me, but you know what? God damn it, I'm going to, you know, go down kicking and screaming. Like I said the last time, Jason, are you going to be knocked out? Are you going to be tapped out? No, we're not.
No. Yeah, I'm with you 100%, man.
Beat this 1%. Like I said, I was a mountain instructor, military ops in urban terrain. When you slightly harden a place, like a two-story house, punch holes through the plaster wall so you can cover hallways, sandbags, slight modifications. It's a minimum 70% casualty radius of guys coming in. So this is where it stops. The police and military know, listen, this is the info. We're not going to attack our own people. Well, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
But the people have to stand hard and realize this stuff that, you know, as crazy as this sounds, but you got to realize, this kid, 22 or whatever, he probably squeaked through the cracks in the Marine Corps and got hazed the whole time because he was a piece of trash. Mm-hmm. But he came home and had this training and realized that. And this is the thing, you know, AK-47, whatever he had, if he had a knife, he could have taken the two of them out in the same situation. But what people need to realize is that it's not the Marine Corps that's the demon. There's not this brainwashing cult. I mean, yeah, sure, they inject you with their cancer, mercury, vaccinations, and, you know, they feed you trash and treat you like trash, but the real warriors with the heart that wear that Marine Corps pride, I mean, we're not him.
Yeah, no, but you know what? The media hasn't really played up the military angle. They really just attacked his political beliefs. And, you know, as well, they should attack his political beliefs, but why not attack the real political beliefs, James? The ones that he was a Jew hater. Let's be honest. I mean, the anti-Semitism is what drove this kid into insanity. It wasn't Glenn Beck talking about FEMA camps. It wasn't Alex Jones. I mean, he was dissing us on the forums, you know what I mean?
He was many levels into being a Nazi. Here he threw away his belief that, you know, he needs to classify people because people aren't equal. So now he's already going down that Nazi path. I mean, it's the mentality, but listen, this is cradle to grave. You know, this is what they've made. you know, in their social control. This is this charge, these deaths, these police are on the elite's head because this is what they've socially produced. And this kid, you know, just completely mindwashed his whole life. He didn't have a spitting chance. I had intelligent parents. They told me to look out of the box when I was a young child. And fortunately, I did. I did go in the Marine Corps and saw all that and went through all that and came back. And I did marble work in the brand new Building 7 World Trade in Manhattan. And I saw the city and I saw the people. And I talked to the people in the subways.
Well, you know what? Let me just stop it for 1 second. You do marble work?
I did union marble work, and I did work in the brand new Building 7 World Trade. And this is before I realized any of it. When I got back from the military, I went straight into construction. Like, I'm a hard worker. I'm not taking a day off. Boom.
You know? All right, hold on for me for a second, because I want to bring this up.
Yes, bro.
Jaron, find the World Trade Center and type in World Trade Center 9/11 lobby. Now, one of the big points that I always make is that the lobby in the World Trade Center was blown to hell. Now, we had this huge plane explosion up by the top, but in the lobby, there were huge pieces of marble, sections of marble, blown off the wall. And I only know about marble because my stepfather was into antiques, and a lot of times we'd have to go get these marble tables or whatever. It's a very hard substance. It's very heavy. And the thing with marble is if you put a lighter up against it or any kind of fire, it'll turn yellow rather quickly. When you see the lobby of the World Trade Center before it collapsed, World Trade Center 1, and you see marble panels blown off the wall, and they blame that on a fireball that supposedly came down from the 70th plus floor down to the first floor. And remember, there was 10 subdivisions under the first floor, so why it would pick to blow out the first floor is beyond me. And you see these huge chunks of marble on the ground, blown off the wall. There's no burn marks on them. What does that tell you happened?
Points. If you go back to that scene, you look in the lobby, look where it blew off, you look at the wall, there's 5 white spots in like a dice diagonal period, like hourglass, all over the wall. When you set marble, you can set a 1,000-pound stone to a concrete wall with 5 spots of plaster and 2 brass wires, and it will not come off for 100 years. The amount of force to blow these panels, and those panels were 4x4s, man. When I was working in Building 7 World Trade, we set it differently. We screwed the marble on with wrenches, and you had to strip your knuckles behind the wall. And all the time. We didn't use plaster. It was weird. The stones won't get blown off the wall in this situation. But with that, the amount of concussive force to blow those stones off the wall, I mean, I've seen high explosives and all that. It had to be high explosives. I mean, these are the things that woke me up to it, believe it or not, you know. Like, it's just weird how things work out in life in general, you know, and I get put in these positions and, you know, juxtaposed, and I'm like, man, I'm like, this just doesn't make any sense. I just hung a 4-foot by 8-foot piece of marble upside down as a soffit in a doorway, and I used plaster and brass screws, and it will hang there for 90 years.
Mm-hmm.
That is how it's stupid simple. It's done precisely to a 32nd of an inch, but, I mean, there's no doubt. When you see explosives blow up, it is gray smoke from the HE. When you see jet fuel blow up, it is black.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see black smoke, in my opinion, from the World Trade Center. I mean, you got to understand out here, folks, that these people are on a 200-prong attack. I got a military mind. I read Sun Tzu. Listen, they have smart people somehow completely willing to do these evil things. And, you know, Jason, like, for a while, I didn't want to believe in good and evil. And it's like, you know, I don't want to believe in these silly things. That's man-made, you know? Like, I think a lot of things are man-made. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To truly believe in God and love and all that, you don't need a palace to worship him, a man-made palace or a man-made book. All you need to have in your heart is that trust and belief that you were put here to do something and try and make the right moral steps down the line. I mean, we're all going to make mistakes. You play that one song a bunch of times about, you know, screwing the girl up, right? When you come in the intro.
You know what? Well, let me stop you there. That song actually has a part about Marines in it. And it's all about, and that's the part that they're supposed to play at GCN. And they played the right one, like the first or second show. But then they played that stripper segment. There's actually a whole thing in there. You know, you want me to re-enlist with no body armor and a lightly armored Humvee. You know, he's complaining about that. And, you know, for less than 30 grand. Yeah. Listen to that song. It's a great song. James, thank you so much for the call. You're a great caller. Calling again. All right, let's jump to AJ in Georgia. AJ, you're up.
Hey, Mr. Bremers.
How you doing?
Just fine. Good to holler at you again. I liked the other day on Alex's show
Yeah, he went into overdrive. I thought that was freaking awesome. Let me tell you that right off the bat. And today, listen, I was thinking, man, is he going to go into overdrive? I'm ready for some overdrive. Overdrive! You know, I'm ready for him to kick that sucker in high gear, which he always does, man. And this chemtrail stuff, yeah, definitely I'm looking more forward to this because I was telling my friends back in, like, when the Olympics came to Atlanta in that 96, that we started seeing them here big time. It was like something right out of freaking something we'd never seen before. And me and my dad were like, Jesus, what the heck are these things?
And now they've been around for...
We're sky watchers.
Yeah, and now they've been around for almost 15 years, and people are still trying to deny their existence, man.
Well, you know, I told good friends of mine back then, they're like, are you crazy? Because, you know, they have always knew we were, you know, I guess considered the left-wing people, you know, say whatever, but we always try to wake our friends up. It is key to wake people up. And with this Oath Keepers deal that y'all were talking about too, sounded really good for basically, I think we need to have an Oath Keepers swear-in as far as, like, we all need to take our oath to the Constitution being just regular, normal people.
Mm-hmm.
And military and police officers, all that, firemen, everyone should be doing it together.
Well, I think that we need to make a pledge.
April 15th, every year we should do this, just to meet everyone and keep getting it bigger. And every year we go down to the big park where we're having the swear-in on April 15th.
I think we need to make self-pledges, though, AJ. You know, we need to pledge to ourselves that we're going to fight tyranny. We need to pledge to ourselves that we want a free humanity, you know. And I think that we have to take advantage of these dates like April 15th when, you know, Glenn Beck is going to go grandstand somewhere or another, you know, false left-right paradigm guy is going to go grandstand there and open those people's eyes.
I connected the dot on something. Listen, earlier as well, that your other caller said about he didn't want anyone to bring signs that blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, Cavuto, I think, said he's going to be down there covering stuff. So basically, like, the cameras are going to be down there. So if they're not going to let you bring signs in on a stick, maybe you guys that are going down there should maybe, you know, Glenn Beck is a shill, you know, watch out or something.
Here's the deal. You can spray paint a sheet for $15 at Walmart. You got to. I know I shouldn't be promoting Walmart. And, AJ, I thank you for the call. But for $10, you can get the blanket. For another $5, you get the spray paint. And you bring it in a knapsack or you fold it up and you put it under your shirt. And they can't stop that sign from coming in. It's the people that come in with those big hard signs that they're going to try to stop. And, of course, Glenn Beck is going to sit there and be a little, you know, chicken about everything and say, they're trying to make it about me. We're only trying to make it about you, Glenn Beck, because you're trying to stand up there and say that you're for the Constitution, you're for the Bill of Rights. Meanwhile, you disingenuously debunk 9/11 truth and disingenuously debunk these FEMA camps. And supposedly mass graves are next. And you haven't debunked anything. But you act like you're the journalist of the year. You're the one bringing the truth to the people. No, I'm going to bring the truth to the people, and I'm going to let them decide who's telling the truth. Because I said it to Megs, and I'll say it to Beck. You know, Megs accused me of calling anybody who disagreed with me a liar. And I was so infuriated, I'm like inches away from him. And I turned to him and I said, I'm not calling anybody a liar. I'm calling you a liar because you are a liar. And that is the same thing I will say to Glenn Beck because he is a liar and he knows it. They know they're lying to you. I promise you, folks. These aren't people that are, they're not even people that are willfully ignorant. They know they're lying to your face and they're snickering at you behind closed doors. I promise you. I promise you that's what they're doing. All right, let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to AB in Florida. AB, you're on the line.
Hello, I am IIB of ignoranceisfutile.wordpress.com. In my view, the rabid push for the New World Order we're seeing has a lot more to do with technology than just money and power in particular. Mm-hmm. The technological singularity is a key aspect of this push for technology, and I was wondering your thoughts on that.
Well, are you talking about the worldwide mind scenario that they're looking at?
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Well, obviously, like I was talking about zero-point energy, they don't want the general populace to have zero-point energy because that will only empower the people, you know? They don't want all these technologies in our hands because then that will challenge the elite's position at the top of the food chain. You know, at the same time, I feel like at the end game for them, they want to bring in this technological, you know, super world where we're literally hooked into this hive mind type thing. And if you read Kurzweil, you know, he believes that we'll become cubes of energy to travel the universe and be able to take whatever shape or form we want. Is that the future of humanity? I don't know. But I do know that the people that are trying to bring it in are just completely and totally evil, and they're tyrannical, you know, and they're also sociopathic. So that tells me they don't care whether I get, you know, the technology to download a language into my brain, you know. I don't get the technology to live another 100 years. That's for them. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, exactly. And the technological singularity isn't really necessarily something that's really good for anybody but the ruling class, if you will. It's not just the worldwide mind in itself. It's more like considering an event, and one way to understand it is when machines are more intelligent than humans, and they're collectively and globally interconnected, and they're literally in charge of their own evolution to therefore...
Yeah, what happens?
Kickstart revolutions and the other key technologies being nanotechnology, biotechnology, information technology, and cognitive science.
Yeah, do we have a Matrix-type scenario? Does it become the Terminator at that point? That's why we report on, you know, the robot kid that we did yesterday. That's why we report on RoboFish. That's why we talk about the big dogs, because we are in an age right now of artificial intelligence, and it's here. It's not coming. It's here, and it's only going to be more advanced, and God knows what they have behind closed doors. I thank you for the call, AB. We're going to try to bust through the last two callers on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Remember, folks, if you miss any of this, you can get the podcast at my website, or you can go over to theprisonplanet.tv and watch the TV show. We archive it. It's true. Prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com. We'll be back. Final segment after this.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Thoughts illustrate what we already know, can describe how
need to attack.
Attack with the information in the info war. All right, let's take this final caller. Let's go to Gilberto in Texas. Gilberto, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I had a comment about, did you hear about George Soros calling for New World Order? And at the same sentence, he also said that Hugo Chavez is not going to survive that with his so-called Bolivarian revolution because oil, with oil at $50 a barrel, it's just, he's just going to go bankrupt. And, you know, I'm kind of hoping that he is a real deal because he's going with Rafael Correa and Lula da Silva and all these people. They're making a regional bank and kicking out the IMF.
Well, you probably missed my first segment of the show because if you didn't know, Hugo Chavez himself declared a new world order today at China. Did you know this?
Well, that's what I'm confused of because, you know, I know George Soros is a Rothschild agent. There's no question about that.
Uh-huh.
And he hates Hugo Chavez, and they want to take him down. And
so they say, and you know, so they say. I mean, do they really want to take him down? I'm not so sure. You know, I know that they tried to have that coup d'etat against him, and you know, they had him in a copter and everything else, and they were actually able to negotiate, and he was able to survive that. But at the same time, I'm not sure about this Soros quote where he called for a new world order. I know he's a total globalist and a you know, like you said, a Rothschild agent. But let me just read you what Chavez had to say, and then I'll let you speak. It's we are creating a new world order, a balanced world, a new world order, a multipolar world. The unipolar world has collapsed. The power of the U.S. empire has collapsed. And we all know that they really do have to gut the United States to bring in this global governance. So go ahead.
Yeah, well, the thing is this. Remember Aaron Russo was saying that he had a talk with Rockefeller? He was talking with an interview with Alex Jones.
And he talked to Nick Rockefeller. Not David, Nick. Okay, go ahead.
Right, and the Rockefellers wanted to take down Hugo Chavez. They didn't like him. They felt that he was an obstacle to the New World Order. So I'm getting really confused, especially in lieu of the fact that they're making their own bank, and then Rafael Correa of Ecuador told the IMF that to get the heck out of his country, and they're not going to pay him a penny because it was robbery what they were doing to this country, stealing their natural resource.
But at the same time ago, you know, that's years ago that, you know, Russo put that information out. People do get coerced over time. You know, people can be, well, you know, people are people, man. You know, you can ease into something. You may not be something for something one day. You may be for it the next day. Or, you know, you may be able to threaten somebody's family. There are pressure points out there. And I would say it's hard pressed, especially for a world leader, not to have those pressure points. I mean, you're literally, you know, that's why a lot of people I talk to and they say, oh, I'm going to run for this office or that office, and when I'm in there, I'm going to be able to change things. And I go, I'm not so sure. Like, you know, if I ran for office, let's say I run for governor in New York, I become the governor in New York, I am going to be ultra paranoid about the people around me, and I'm going to hope that I can't be influenced by lobbyists. I'm going to hope that I can't be influenced by the powers that be. But what happens when it's not me being influenced? What happens when it's my right-hand man, somebody I've known for 20 years and trust, and they don't know they're being manipulated? They don't know that they're subversively taking control. So, you know, it really bothers me that Chavez declared this new world order. It really bothers me that Chavez has shut down media institutions. It really bothers me that that's such a socialist country. Now, on the other hand, you know, he makes the argument, well, we had to shut these things down because they were really CIA owned and operated. That may be the case. You know, I'm not trying to demonize Chavez, but I don't want to make him out to be a hero either, because I don't know that either is true. I thank you for the call, Gilberto. All I know is that when you're in power like that, you got to be an aggressive person. You got to be a type A personality. You got to have a thirst for some kind of power at some point. And that means you can be corruptible. You know? Nobody's perfect out there. I'm definitely not. I am not beyond corruption. I know that. I try to keep it away as far as I can. It's the Info Warrior. Check me out over at prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com, and of course, theinfowarrior.com. God bless you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.